Good morning. Welcome to each one. Do you care? Do you realize that the way you talk about people affects the way you think and feel about them? We all know about Jonah, who was told to go to Nineveh, and he didn't want to go, and so he ran away and spent a few days in a fish's belly, and until he repented, and he went to Nineveh and preached to the people and told them God's message. And then they repented, and he was disappointed. And I think that his attitude was really poor, and he did not do a good job of representing God's his heart for the people, even though he gave God's message. He did a very poor job, especially when he was disappointed that they were saved, when that was really what God wanted. Today I'd like to challenge you all on how you view the sinner. It's nothing new, but we forget so soon and we forget what our vision here is on earth. And so what I want to challenge you to consider how you view people, and hopefully this message will change how you relate to people tomorrow. Let's turn to Micah 7, verse 18. Micah 7, verse 18. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. God delighteth in mercy. We as Christians are called to represent God here on this earth, and to show sinners how God views them, how he feels about them, and how he would like them to live. And it's important that we know how God thinks about the sinner. And I believe the best way to learn how God views a sinner is by observing Jesus, because he was an expressed image of God. And if you observe how Jesus lived here on earth, this earth, when he was relating to sinners, he was never condemning. He didn't spare a rebuke to the proud, but to the poor lost sinner, it was only love and care. He wanted to give them a message of hope. And if we think of, I thought of the woman taken in adultery. They brought her to him and asked him what he thought. And he says, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." And we find this attitude, this attitude throughout his whole life. That's how he viewed sinners. He loved the sinner. We Christians today talk so much about the corruption of this world, and we see our country going downhill so quickly. And I'm afraid that by focusing on the corruption and how terrible our country is, that we begin to despise the sinner. We rightly despise we hate the sin, but we wrongly hate the sinner. And this is not good, because we're supposed to be representing how God feels toward the sinner. And if we focus on the sin, which is disgusting, it somehow affects how we think about the sinner. And I'm no psychologist, but it's just an observation of mine. When I deal with this business from time to time, and a while back, they treated me badly. Their customer service was very poor, and they tried to do something I felt was wrong. And I decided I'm never going to go back there, if I can. But it wasn't possible because they're the only ones that have this product. And so the other day I was sitting in their office and thinking pretty bad thoughts about them. And I was very annoyed at them. And then I was thinking that I really don't think Jesus would have this attitude toward these people. And if I had an opportunity to witness to them, I knew I wouldn't be in the right frame of mind to show them how God feels about them. And so I've decided I need to work on my attitude toward them. And if you look how Jesus responded when he was mistreated, we'll turn to Mark 15, verse 3. Read from 3 to 5. And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee." But Jesus, yet answered nothing. So Pilate marveled. And we know they were accusing Jesus of completely things that were not true. And Jesus didn't get angry. And even though he was a king of kings, he didn't judge them. I believe he loved the people. And I think the reason Jesus responded the way he did is he knew it was not the time to judge. The day will come when he's going to judge those people. And he knew it wasn't that time there. And he was quiet. And Pilate marveled. And I think it's important that we understand that it is not our job. It's not our not the time to judge the sinners in this world. It's not our job. And if we don't understand that, it's going to affect the way we think about sinners and the way we represent God. I'm just trying to show you that the way we think about sinners will affect, it's really important. It's going to affect our witness. There's this Jackie Hill Perry. She was a gay lady, and I'm going to read what she had, what she said. She was converted to Christianity, and when she was going to church for the first time, so this is what she has to say. I quote, "The Christians I had met before had a way of looking at me as if I was some kind of ghost. I had never seen myself as an exotic, untouchable creature. But you would think that was the case every time I would walk into the company of Christians. They were either oblivious of my existence or chose to look past me to avoid eye contact and subsequently the obligation to acknowledge me. Or they would be the kind that stared into me, never speaking, only observing as a child does a bug. My hope was that these people would be different, like Jesus." And she found those Christians to be different. But it really struck me. I believe those Christians, because of their view of the sin and the sinner, they very poorly represented Christ. How do you view the sinner? We will run into people that are corrupt. Just the other day, I was in Pottsville talking to a man, and I was he said he's not a Christian. And so I asked him what he finds as his, what makes him want to live. And he said, oh, he gets up from every morning and he's thankful for his blessings, whatever. And then he told me that he was in town visiting his boyfriend. And it just kind of took me back. But then I just finished off challenging him to, I forget exactly what I said. But I hope I gave him the right message that he needs Jesus. That I didn't condemn him, but rather showed him, challenged him on what he's living for and that he needs hope and help. Do we really understand the heart of God? And do you care? All through the Old Testament, we find God pleading with his people. They were wayward people, and he was desiring to redeem them. We're going to turn to Isaiah 49. I chose this chapter because it shows the heart of God so beautifully. Isaiah 49, verse 9. And I think this, we can assume that God has the same heart to people today. Isaiah 49, verse 9. That thou mayest say to the prisoner, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the way, in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he hath mercy on them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from afar. And lo, these shall from the north and from the west, and these from land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that he should... she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. We'll stop there. Now, he was talking to specifically to his people, but I believe God cares about people today. And he wants to redeem them. And it again said about he that had mercy on them shall lead them. And I believe God wants to show mercy to the sinner, and he wants to save them. He really does not want to destroy the wicked. So I have an example for you, and you'll have to forgive me if I blush. But before a year and a half ago, in the spring, I would see flowers, and I thought they were beautiful, and that's all. But now, when I see flowers, I see opportunity. I right away think of how I could make a bouquet, because I love Roxana. And I think that if we love God, if we understand his heart, we're going to view people differently. We're going to see opportunity. I don't expect this message to drastically change your lifestyle, and that's fine. But I hope that this makes you go home and consider how you treat people and how you represent God. And I hope that you consider whether you are showing God's heart of love to the sinner. And you consider how you talk about people, how you think about people, because that will affect how you represent Christ. Amen. Do you care?